Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're holding on Mem Hamid Beis on the two dots. So the next piece that we had in the Mishnah was V'chein L'inyan Tum'ah. The Mishnah compared, the opening case of the Mishnah was the question of at what point the Isa that has gotten all stuck in the Areva is considered to be Batel to the Areva. Okay, so we made it dependent over there on the Shir of Kizayit, and the Gemara would clarify exactly where it was in the Areva, that would be the defining factor. But what's strange is that then the Mishnah goes on to say, V'chein L'inyan Tum'ah, which of course, if it means what it says, means that it depends if it's a Kizayit or not. And that's going to define whether it's Tomei or not, or something. But then it says, Imak Pira Lachotzeit, Vim Rotzevik Yuma, or Reu Kareva. So the last part seems to clarify what V'chein L'inyan Tum'ah means. V'chein L'inyan Tum'ah means in terms of putting it into the mikvah, I guess, it sounds like. So you say, okay, so if it's in terms of it's being a Chatzitza, this dough. So then if you say v'chein, it should be dependent in the kezayit. But then you go right ahead and say, well, there it has nothing to do with the kezayit. There it has to do with whether you want to keep it there or not. What are you telling me, v'chein? And the issue is in v'chein. Yes, the Gemara. So what's v'chein? Midami, it's not the same. You're telling me, ahatam v'shiura talya milta. When it comes to Pesach, it's dependent on the shiur of a kezayit. And hacha b'kpeda talya milta. It doesn't matter how much there is, or how little there is. It's all a function of whether you intend to take off the label from the cup or not. It's a function. You intend to take off the dough from the kli before you tevel it. That's all it's dependent on. There's no place in our Mishnah as v'chein. It's completely unrelated. Omer Rav Yehuda. Maybe it should say enochei. Maybe it should say v'chein l'inyan tuma enochei. That's a great pshat, except that it says v'chein. I mean, but other than that, it's a wonderful pshat. V'chein l'inyan tuma ketan. I'm Rabbi Achikam, I'll tell you. V'chein, there's got to be two different issues over here. In other words, the v'chein l'inyan tuma means vis-a-vis Pesach, v'chein l'inyan tuma on Pesach, and then outside of Pesach, then it would depend on the question of other issues. So when it's talking about v'chein, that's talking about l'inyan tziruv tuma b'Pesach. So the question over there is whether this is considered to be mekabel tuma because it has a shear of the kibetzer or not. But b'sharim ha'tashana ikaplukta, mashenkein the rest of the year, then there's a difference. There's a difference between makbet and no makbet. So the way to read the Mishnah is like this. That's it. V'chein le'inyan tuma on Pesach, kigon. So now it's not going to be a mekabel tuma, it's not going to be tamei acherim, depending on the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And now, somebody tamei touches this butzeit. So during Pesach, we're over there, the Isser is chashuv, and once it's a gezayit, it's already considered to be legabe Pesach yeroiver. So therefore, legabe tuma, also it's going to be mitztarek. Mashenkin, b'shayim otashana over there, well, it's a question of whether it exists separately from the areifas over there. B'kpeda talya milta. Tzimak Peter Lavid, he tends to take it out of the cracks of the Areva, so then it's mitztarif, and if not, it's not mitztarif. Very simple. The Mishnah is essentially with the word v'chein being merames to another element of the din legabe Pesach, and what it's saying is, since in terms of Pesach is a chashivut, so therefore to a mantira also take into consideration that chashivut, because normally what wouldn't be considered to be an oichel because of the chashivut of the gezayis, the Pesach is considered to be therefore be mitztarif. Maskiv l'Rava, the Rava says, so according to you, the Mishnah should be discussing mitztarif. It shouldn't be discussing chatzitza. But why does it say chotzeitz? Makpid al chotzeitz. What does chotzeitz have to do with Pesach in China? I mean, you're talking about makpid is mitztarif. According to you, the Mishnah should have said im makpid al mitztarif, because then it's not brought to the kliyos. That can't be the pshat. Mikatani mitztarif, chotzeitz katani. I'll tell you how to learn the Mishnah. I mean, you're right. In principle, you're right. The Mishnah is introducing a new issue about tuma on Pesach as opposed to the second part of the sefer. Tuma and not on Pesach. But the question can't be Tzurif. Tziruf, the question has to be Legabe Tfilat Kelim. That's the point. It's talking about Chatzitza. So it must be talking about Tuma in terms of Tfila. So it's talking like this. The case is Lahalotara La Areva. In other words, to make this Areva Tmeya Tahor. Heshidon. Let's say, don't eat Mihach Areva. So now it's Tuma. You want to put it in a mikvah. So the Mishnah says V'cheiling in Tuma, meaning on Pesach, the Yisurol Chashuv, where because there's a Kezayit over here, you have to get rid of it. So there it's Chotzeitz. Since it's Chotzeitz, you need to get rid of it for Legabe Pesach. So once that's true, it can't be bottled anymore, and therefore it gets in the way of the water. V'losaklu Tvila, and the Tvila is a Tcham. But B'Sha'ar Yimot HaShana, then, like all Chatzitza, it's dependent on your Hakpada, that's the last part. I agree with you in principle that there's two parts of the Sefer, but just the way you said it can't be right, because the Sefer talks about Chatzitza, not Legabe Tziruv. So we're getting close. To Imrod, Sebekiyumo, if you want to leave it there, so then it's not a chatzitz anymore, then it becomes like an arepa. Maski for Rav Papa, but you're also not such a grand improvement, Rav. I mean, it doesn't say v'chein lini tahara, it says v'chein lini tumah. So, I mean, you were upset that it didn't say tzirov, but the way you're learning it also doesn't say what it supposedly means. Therefore, I would refine it a bit more. You're both right in principle, but the issue is this. Number of Papa, v'chein lini lohorid tumah la'ariva. Talk about an arepa that's tahara. Now the question is, it comes into contact with something tameh, but the part that comes into contact is covered with dough. So the dough can't become tameh to be matameh a kli, because the kli is a makabel tumah from aichel. It can't be an abel tumah. So therefore, the case is, let's say, naga sheretz b'hai batzeh. So now, on Pesach, where the iser is chashuv, and you need to get rid of it, so then it's a chatzitza, because it never came in contact with the areva, because I need to get rid of this chametz. And therefore, the tumah never touched the areva. So lo, not a lot to but b'shayim ot hashana, then it depends. There's calling on k'peda. The k'peda tell you that. If I'm not going to get rid of the chametz, then it's a chatzitza. So chatzitza works in both directions. It works not only chatzitza in terms of tefillah, there's also chatzitza in terms of contact with tumah in the first place. So then it'll be chatzitza with tumah. Now, between all of us, we've managed to get clearly to the intent of the mission. Mishnah's talking about chein lini tumah, not taira, not tziruv, tumah, kabbalas tumah. It's talking about whether the dough is in the way of the tumah, whether it's a chatzitza of the tumah, and it's broken into two parts. The chein lini tumah, meaning on Pesach, but not on Pesach, imak pidalav. So then, chatzitza, imak pidalav. It's very simple now. Zakei lekamish betzek hacheres. Now, there's two ways of learning, three ways of learning, four ways of learning. Whatever. Let's take a couple. We could pronounce this butzek, which is a cheresh, meaning it's dumb. Or what does that mean? It's dumb. So one shot rashes it's dumb is the shot. You can't really tell what it knows. Like somebody who's deaf and dumb, you don't really know what's going on in their mind. So this thing is basically not indicating maybe it got cold, but it's not indicating what its status is. Whether it's chametz or matzos, we don't see any simanim on. Rashi has, that we do is the simon of nichs, but we don't see the kanei agavim. But the other Rishonim don't like that shot. We should have a simon that's dependent already on machlokes, like the main religion, like the seer with its chametz. So better we don't know any information at all. The Rambam, of course, has a great shot in which cheresh means it doesn't talk. Just because usually you can pound on the chametz and you can hear what it sounds like. So it has a, you know, like you do when your wife does a pound on the dough, you know?
Yeah.
It's got this thumpy sound. And this chametz isn't responding. No thump thump. So since you can't do sounding on it, we call it dumb. It doesn't talk. It doesn't tell us where it's at. That's beautiful. The other shot is cheres rather. Cheres is hard, like cheres. So maybe it was a very, very thick dough. Huh? It can be spelled both ways. It's interchangeable. And or it froze. Maybe it had like very cold. If it's so cold, we don't know its status. It's not showing any. Okay, but I mean, the idea is clear. We don't have clear simani. Se'im yesh kayot seba. If there was another dough that you had worked on at the same time, and that dough didn't get into its moodiness, and it is responding, you tell where it's at, so then our Rishon says, oh, sure, if that dough was ichmeh, so then this is also ichmeh. So what we need to have is an indication, basically, that sufficient time has passed for chimus to take place, so we assume chimus takes place. Says the Gemara, and if there's no other dough, is there a shiur? How long do we assume that it takes for a dough to become chametz, if you don't have other information about the dough? Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kidei Sheyelech Adam in Migdal Nunia L'Tveria. It's very simple. You go from the fish tower to Tveria, and that's it. That's the shear of one meal, which is 18 minutes. We get to 18 minutes. So, couldn't you just say a meal? Not fish tower.
Walking.
The name of meal, Kamashra, the shear of the milk, Migdal Munya Tveria. I want to give you the standard for a meal. But you got to go to Paris. So for Migdal Munya Tveria, that's the shear of a meal. So that, now here, of course, the Rambam's approach, and most of the other Rishonim, is that this is only where the dough is sitting, not where the dough is being worked on. It's like we had the case before where there's water dripping into the dough. So as long as it's going deep plus or deep, it's not going to become chametz because the activity prevents the reactions that lead to chametz. So many of the Rishonim say this issue of 18 minutes is only after you finished working with the dough. Then you leave it sitting around, doing nothing with it. Then 18 minutes later, it becomes chametz. Because the there are certain shitas, we don't pass them like them. There are certain shitas that say that the 18 minutes over here means 18 minutes from the time that you mix the water, even though you were being Isaac with it. Okay, so the people on Makbid have 18 minutes from the beginning of the work on it. There's also another problem, which is the Rush's chapter, which we mentioned earlier, that according to the Rush, the only time that we say 18 minutes is when the dough hasn't been heated. But when you work on a dough with gibel in your hands and so on, you warm it. Once it's warm, then the reactions take place much quicker. So if you leave it, I mean, his lotion is mischamitz miyad, obviously, it's not shachri makbadat at the kach, mischamitz miyad, it gets clear from him, and then when he says miyad, doesn't mean literally miyad from other dinim that he talks about. But because of that, so we're very, very makbad. It's because mishtev, we just mix flour and water, let it sit there. So fine, you have 18 minutes. But if after you worked on the dough, now it's already warm, so we don't want to rely even on 18 minutes after the time of working. So, okay, so about 18 minutes in the beginning. Yeah, but if you leave the dough for a minute, that's what I'm saying. So now it's warm. If it's warm, you don't have 18 minutes.
After the action, shouldn't be.
You shouldn't let it sit at all. Fine, but anyway, this is where it comes from. We finally got to the Gemara about how to bake matzah. Fine. Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish. You were talking about Reb Shimon ben Lakish telling us a shear of a mill. There's also a shear of 4 mil for other things. Le Gabel, Le Tfilah, and Le Tfilat Yadayim. Over there, the shear is 4 mil, not a mil. So, if you were hired to do the gibbo for someone, who you're supposed to be making dough for him, and you don't have kalim that are tahar, the things that he gave you to work with are not tiring. Some of this is even for yourself, in order to be not mafresh, or challah, the tumah, and so on. How far do you have to go in order to get to a mik 4 mil? More than that, we're not much riach here to make sure that you do it the tire. Litfila, this we've had a number of times before. Rashi shot of litfila is that it means to daven in a beta knes. If you're on the road, you have an opportunity to find a shul. So if up to 4 mil, further, 4 kilometers, a mil basically is a kilometer. If 4 kilometers further, then you should continue going. So even though you'd like to stop driving now, let's say the case Rashi brings, you have a hotel here, but there's another motel 4 miles down the road, 4 kilometers down the road that has a bit nearby. Don't stop now, keep going. As long as it's in the direction that you're planning on going anyway tomorrow. Yeah, he says Beit Knesset. Other places he says about so. Most learn, and this I would probably don't pass like the Rashi, the way it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's a din in Netilat Yadayim for tefillah. Somebody who doesn't have access to water, you should go up to Arba Milin if there's water ahead of him. The reason that Rashi didn't want to say that is because we had back in Brochas that Abaye is liat amanda mahadar amaya bevan tzilus. He would curse out people who were running around looking for water. You're going to end up missing Zman Kriya. There's some say babies only referring to Mincha. You have time. It's not going to be over Zmano. But anyway, it's brought la loch and all the tzilus. It's the im chayshesh. Shiyavar Zman tzilus. So then, of course, just wipe your hands with some evil mank. And the last case is Netilat Yadayim. This is Netilat Yadayim the Su'uda. So again, what's the shot over here? I mean, you have to eat now. You can't wait till you get to the job. What do you mean to that? Many Rishonim say the Rabbanan, we're mechayim tefillat yadayim, and not much riach you to keep a tainus, because you have to wait for 4 hours until you're going to get to the tefillat yadayim. So the maximum you have to wait is that it will take you to get 4 kilometers for it. More than that, you can eat by wrapping your hands in a mappa. Normally, we don't like you to eat using a mappa because we're afraid that you'll come to be nagei ne'erech living. You won't really be all that careful. Yeah, you can rely on a mappa. Your fly has an interesting shot. This is really machmir. This is, why can't the guy just control himself, So he says, maybe the pshat is, let's talk about a guy who washed his hands in the morning to be seimech on them all day long for his trip. And now he's within 4 kilometers of fresh water. So we shouldn't rely on his tefillat yadayim in the morning. You should go and be night till yodah. That's a tough one.
When I say wrapping hands, it's only for the bread or everything you eat?
For bread. Good. So those are the three things.
If he doesn't eat bread,
so what do you need to wash?
Because
he wants to eat bread. Whoever heard of eating without bread?
It's
eating without bread.
It's not eating.
It's grazing.
Correct. I must say, looking at your waist, it works. But eating, it's not. Fine. All right. Says Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, there's a couple of details here you didn't get right, okay? Let me take it straight over here. First of all, it was not Rabbi Avu who said it. It was Rabbi Ivo who said it. And third of all, I mean, second of all, he didn't say three things. He said four things. So you got three out of the four, but there's one missing. What was the one that was missing? Arba. What was the one that's missing? Chodim Heo Ibud. Ibud. What's Ibud? It's none. Ulanche ibdan or shilech ben kidei avodat horim chutzmi or adam. They were talking about various types of skins that are very soft and have a din of basar, the gavei kabbalas tuma, until they're tanned. So if what's the shear of tanning, then that would remove tuma from them. But now they're not considered to be achila. So here the shear is that they're tanned now for the 4 kilometer distance as they sit in the tanning solution, or you actually walk over them. One of the ways of tanning is you trample over the skin for the distance. This is where they develop those little things that tell you how you have pedometers. We just stay in place. This is where they develop it, where they know which oros lose their tumor. So you just sit there, and you keep walking. You just don't go anywhere. You walk over the skins. You walk the skin for 4 kilometers, and it becomes dark. But in Toronto, they don't believe that.
I'm sure they do. No, I'm still wondering if it's in South Africa. They
you walk over the skins, or they tell me what tumor.
But you just wake up. Remember what happened. You started off with skins that were tummy because they were soft and had a dinner buster. Back from all of our rater. And now you walked over them to the point where they're called skin and they're tanned. They lose their tumor. They can't be recovered tumor. They're also not begotten. However, if in your tribe in South Africa they're cannibals and they like to tan human skin, then the human skin, says the Gemara over here, this doesn't apply to. It says, chutz mi or ha'adam. Nice, soft human skin remains. That's edible for a long time. Yeah. V'kama, that was another gezerah, though, as you remember. V'kama k'dei avodah. And now that's where Omrav Aiba should say Omrav Yana k'dei yilacharvam yili. Omrav Yezbe v'chanina, this thing about walking 4 kilometers is only if it's in the right direction. You don't have to go back. So, lo shenra lefanav, avalah harav, you passed by the Natila Zedayim station, you know, more than a mile back. You don't have to go back. Even one meal ain't no chozer. Omrav Aiba, oh, but you could be medayik, mina. Meal of the angel clause. You don't have to go back even a kilometer, but pachot b'mil, you have to be safe.
What if he already knows there's no room at that end, 4 kilometers?
They don't know.
But there's a minion.
No.
Mm-hmm. There's a minion, but there's no room to stay.
He doesn't have to change the plate, but he doesn't have a place to stay. Yeah. Also, if he's in Sufik, maybe there isn't. Also, doesn't have to do that. You're on.
Doctor, the commissioner.
Ketzad mafrishin chala v'tuma b'yom tov. How do you take off chala if the dough is tummy? Now you have a problem. I'm going to take off the challah now. You're not allowed to burn it. Because ein sorfim kodashim, which includes truma, the challah, and yontah, can't burn it. Very good. Good. Well, always
I mean, you
this is does this is kashim. How in the world would you be able to derive from ein sorfim kodashim beyontah that ein sorfim challah? Since you'd be able to be nene. So it certainly doesn't asr hano. Okay, so listen to this. The Kohen burns it, puts it in his lamp, sprays his room. Many times. Yeah. Truma temea, says the Riva. The Asura, the Chola Hana'ot. The only thing you're allowed to do is to burn it. Nimsa Shahavara Enala Hana'a. Elashay Mitzvah Sreifa. Elashatara Loikbina Yanemi Nana Bashat Sreifa. If it was really Mutterbana'as, why could you be getting anything from it? Elamai, it's not Mutterbana. You have to burn it. Except that the Torah didn't ask you to be Nana at the time of the burning. But that means that the Iker point of the burning. It's not that its purpose is for your hana, its purpose is the mitzvah. The hana is only a side issue, if you can be nana from. But if that's the case, you can't burn it on yantar.
What happens?
That's his pirush.
You need to burn
the
it.
This is tremendous chiddush. The at the end of the test, we said, vadek mutu is of yantar truma, but tzarech rochol nefesh, meaning you need it, which is what you just asked. El of the gazerina, and the tzarech hatushal, lo the tzarech. Since shalor the tzarech is asu minat teire, the garmina and the kachi, we don't want to take any chances, people. Pretend that Sarah, they don't really need it. So maybe we answered it, but in Afinami, it's really only there to rub on.
Burning challah, not oil.
Challah.
So what hana can you have from burning challah?
What hana can you have?
From burning challah.
What do you mean? You don't have a fireplace in your house?
It doesn't give off any challah, just not salt. It doesn't burn.
Why not?
Toast.
Toast, sure. In my house, the toast is always bursting to flame.
Just that in our place.
What?
Oil, I understand.
Okay, so anyway, so the mice, you can't do it, though. The mice, you can't burn it. So now, what do you do? If you're mafresh the challah, so then you can't burn it. You're going to have to let it become chametz. You let it become chametz on Yom Tov. If you're not mafresh the challah, then you can't eat the yisa. What are you going to do? So cakes about mafresh the challah between the Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll tell you very simply. So here's what you do.
Can't you wait.
Cook, bake it first. Ah, you should have to bake it. You're baking shalom and so
on.
It's
a yisa. You bake it together.
What is, how do you know you're allowed to bake things that you don't need? Maybe that's only where it's shayach that it could be.
It cooks better.
Well, here it's not shayach that it could be eaten. Fine, that was in the mark. But anyway, Rabbi Eliezer's solution is lo tikra l'ashem ad sh'tayafeh. First bake it, and then take it off the scholar. Obviously, he's going to have to hold tzu of kli, maybe if we're talking about more than one thing, what we rely on, you know, for our matzahs. Ben b'teira omer, well, look, take off the challah, and then make the dough cold so that it doesn't get a chance to be mitchametz. Put it in the freezer.
Oh, that's the problem. We're afraid about being chametz.
Well, yeah, well.
Omar
Rabbi Yoshua says, Rabbi Yoshua, I understand. What are you worried about exactly? That what? It's going to become chametz? Who cares? It's not your business. It's going to become chametz.
It's not yours.
It's not yours. And he didn't give me the coins. It's not his. So lo zeu chametz shemuzar nalav ba'yir ba'yimatzei. Torah never said that you're not allowed to have chametz of hegdish or chametz of truma. It's not mine. So what do I care if it becomes chametz? Mafrishata, take off the challah. Leave it in the corner. Let it become chametz. Big deal. And then at night, you go after yantav. You'll burn it. Vimitz, mitzek, mitzek. Who cares? It's tame. It's tame. You can't use it anyway. Fine. So it's Einar Shalcha, and it's Einar Shalakoin, so there's no problem. That's what everybody's getting so hot under the collar. Okay, sounds like a good idea. Says the Gemara, so Lamaisa, what are they arguing on over here? Lema v'tovat anachemif. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua is absolutely correct. What's Rabbi Yeshua so makbid over here on the chametz that isn't yours? Unless, China's like this, since if somebody has a grandson, let's say, who's a Kohen, even though he's not a Kohen, so he can go over to anybody and he'll say, you know what? I'm going to pay you $5. Give all your truma to my grandson. You're allowed to take that money. That's called tovat hana'a. So that means that basically any truma, you have a piece of the action. So that means that this thing is worth money to you. To me, the Yisraels, is worth money. So that if I hold that kind of thing is considered to be a balut, and it's real mamon, so then it is my chametz, and the Torah is my benonis. I'm not allowed to make it chametz. So that seems to be the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a big problem. What you're going to have to do is first bake it and then make it challah. He obviously holds that if it would become chametz, and it's my problem, I'm going to be over by your Rabbi Yamatzi. Why? Because it's mine to sell. Maybe somebody wants to buy it for his fireplace. What's different? Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Eliezer Savatavatana Amamon, Rabbi Yeshua Savatavatana Amamon, and that explains the Mishnah. Not necessarily. I mean, it could be Kuli Hamasavit Ovatana Enamamon. The question over here is whether you hold of Hoyle, our favorite idea of using the potentialities of a situation to create Din. Since if.
Yeah,
Migo is in terms of Taina.
Okay.
Usually. Anyway. So Hoyle. It says like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hoyle v'Iboy Yichalala. Since for myself, if I wanted to take back my challah, if I change my mind, I go to a chacham, and he can be Matir the challah. Because anything that is chal through dibur is essentially a netter. It's an idrei hegdish. I make something true enough. So I can always take that back. So since theoretically I could take it back, so now it's still considered to be mine. It's a money. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, lo amin and hoel. According to this, the problem is, to leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, you're right, that if there would be a way to lock in the current situation, Rabbi Yeshua would be absolutely correct, that there would be no way that it would be usher, because it isn't mine, it isn't the coins yet. But there is no way to lock that in, because I could always be shoyal on my challah, and therefore I retain that level of ownership, even if I don't hold of Toiva Tana'a, Mona, and therefore I have to make sure that it doesn't become chas.
So let him. But on the same loaf, you can't take off a different loaf.
Be mitzarif it in a kli. Find another loaf that didn't have challah yet taken from it. Put it into a container. Touch them together. If you hold it, it has to be more cup. And now if you take it off, no. Itman. That's right. Itman. Now let's see, Lamaisa, whether this is the whole question holds up. Because it says like this, Ofem Yom Tov L'chol. Somebody goes out and he bakes on Yom Tov in order to use it L'chol. So he's over on one of the Lamatet Melachot, on Yom Tov or on Shur, unless it's a Tzarech Ochol Nefesh. Since obviously it's not the Tzarech Ochol Nefesh L'chol, so he should be Chayim Malkin. So Rav Chista says, yeah, he's Lokin. Rabba says, no, he's not Lokin. Rav Chista says, why shouldn't he be Lokin? He was over a lot. So what are you going to say? That maybe people would come and then you would need it? Long in Hoyel Miklu L'Horkin Chosila. Since if people would come to your house and were starving and you would have to bake bread for them, therefore, any bread that you bake would always be useful for these putative aliens that show up at your door. You didn't bake it for them. Whereas Rabba says, ain't a loka. Because since theoretically, and this is a whole question, this is another example of a whole, since theoretically, if a horde of hungry teenagers show up at my door, so I would have no choice but to bake, eat whatever it is. Yeah. So therefore, it's considered that I baked for today. You never know who's going to come a-banging. Amalei Rabba l'Rav Chista. So Rabba says to Rav Chista, you know, you don't hold of hoel. So l'didach d'amad lo aminan hoel. Explain to me what the heter is to bake when Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. How do you bake for Shabbos? Oh, my lord, you never heard of an Erev Tafshilin? What do you mean, how do you bake? Well, with Erev Tafshilin, we're going to be Matar Nisr D'Oraisa because the Rabbanan came up with a silly trick. Well, I mean, you can't be Matar D'Oraisa. According to you, it's always a D'Oraisa. So, Mishum Erev Tafshilin, Sharina Nisr D'Oraisa. Oh, Marley, there is no Isidirite. Why? Because Midioraita, Sorche Shabbat Nasim Biyom. The truth is that even when we say, Ach Yasher Yachelichol Nefesh, is true on the entire period of the Shvitah. Shvitah and Gluh Shabbos and Yom Tov is one. The Rabbonim were the ones who were Mechalek. That in the same way that Yom Tov isn't Mechim Mechol, Yom Tov isn't Mechim Mechabbos. And Mechabbos isn't Mechim Yom Tov, Yom Tov isn't Mechim Mechabbos. But the truth is that the Kedusha Shabbos subsumes the Kedusha Yom Tov. So Memewa, it's also called Shabbos. So if that's the case, it would be Ikra, then it would be Mutter. The Rabbanan answered it. So the Rabbanan give you a way to get around their Isser, which is called Erev Tafshilin. But you were thinking now, what? The reason Erev Tafshilin works is because really I could have done it because of Hoyo.
Then why would I need it?
So the Rabbanan, if you're going to ask why do you need it, you can go back and ask on the Gemara a minute ago. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say that you should go ahead and you should bake? Why can't we simply say that you can bake it even afterward? Because you could always have charata on the kriya shem. He says the only thing to do is don't be kriya shem. Go ahead and bake it first. But then we said that the reason that it's considered to be yours and that we're worried that the din is that you'll be over on bayir or bayir matzen, even though it isn't yours, because it could be yours. How could it be yours? By making an amchal. Oh, fine. So I can bake it because I could always make an amchal. It's the same hoel that made it yours is the same the hoel that should make you bake it. So then, what's he talking about? So why the Gemara is giving a teretz that destroys his whole point of view. So Rashi is bothered by this, and Rashi and Tosfos Gerus of Death only had the Kasha in Rashi, didn't have the Pshat in Rashi. But Rashi says that the truth is that if you have an alternative, we always use an alternative before Hor. The theoretical possibility of a thing is the last thing we want to rely on. If it's shayach to do something directly, I could be ofa it. If you do that directly, then I would rather do that than rely on Hor as a way of behaving. I don't rely on Hoyle as a way of behaving. If I don't rely on Hoyle as a way of behaving, so then I make an Erev Tafshilin also. This is a claw in how to look at Hoyle.
It shows intent.
No, in order to define the reality of is it mine, the possibilities define that reality. But to define the behavior, if Lamaisa, I don't have any intent to use it. So the most you could say, I won't give you Malkus, because it could have, that's the definition of reality. Since it could have been done in such a way that circumstances would have been otherwise, and you wouldn't have been Chayav Malkus. So when you tell me, so because the horde of teenagers didn't show up at your door, therefore you're Chayav. That's a contingent history. So maybe they do show up, maybe they don't show up. Whatever. So we're not going to be Mechayev your Malkus, but we won't be Matir, the Anhoga Lechatri. Okay? So even Rabbi Eliezer, Altam Hogel, has an alternative about what to do. I don't want to rely on Hogel. So if that's the case, you can say the same thing with Gabi Erev Tafshila. For Rabbana. Oh, sorry. Rabbana, I mean, the rise of Tzarka Shabbos not to be on. Rabbana, the Gozer, Big Zera, Shema Yomro, Ofen, Yom Tov, Aflachol. If we allow you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so people will think you cook on Yom Tov stock. For even not for Shabbos. Like even that's for Rabbanan Erev Tafshilin. Now that Rabbanan say, you have to make an Erev Tafshilin, now eat the Hekera. So nobody is going to make that mistake, because they remember, gosh, even for Shabbos I have to make an Erev Tafshilin. So they're not going to come to bake something on Yom Tov for Chol. You have an animal that doesn't look like it's going to make it over yontif. You don't want to lose your animal, you want to shaft it. The thing is, you already had your yontif meal. You can't put in another kazayin, you're going to die. It's like eating shalashidis on these short shavatot.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the halacha, huh? You can shaft it as long as enough time for you to do the shechita, cut off a piece. You have to do enough skinning to be able to cut off a piece of meat. And you have to be able to prepare that meat at least a little bit. Tzli, rare, very rare, but a little bit time to cook a piece of meat. And that way, you save the animal, because there's no way to eat a piece of meat without shechting the whole animal. We haven't figured out how to shech just that piece of meat. So, mamela, as long as you'll be able to eat a kezayit, that would be okay. But it doesn't say you have to eat the kezayit. It says, yochol lecha. What does that mean, yochol lecha? Obviously, we're relying on the possibility. Since it's possible for you to eat a kezayit, so mamela, it's okay to go ahead and shechita hamar minan ho'el. But according to you, the didak tamar lo hamar minan ho'el. Why is he allowed to shecht? What do you mean he's going to lose money? What are you talking about? What are you saying? Because he's going to lose money. So what are you, conservative rabbi or something over here? Because he's going to lose money? Since he knows that if he doesn't eat that kezayit, he's going to lose his mono, he commits himself to eating that kezayit. It's not because of Ohio.
Believe me.
Will eat the kazayit because he wants to make sure that he gets his animal shechted. Since he knows it's the only way, so he commits himself to eat it. So Omar Lane, the chat is, that's right, now you got it, buddy. It's Bishom Efsid Momono Gomar Belibo Lecho Kazayit. But you see, he figured out, Yefsha Lecho Kazayit, how are you going to eat kazayit without shechita the whole animal? So what can I do? I'll have to check the animal, and now I'll eat my kazayit. Should we continue? Yeah. It goes on for a while. No? Okay, so. Lechem apanim nechalatisha lasara lachadasa. Lechem apanim that stays on the shulchan all week. Put it on Shabbos, take it off the next Shabbos. So now, the way in which it's eaten, the minimum is it's 9 days from the time that you bake it. The ninth day. It's a miracle. It stays warm and fresh.
Definitely.
So sometimes it can be eaten on the ninth day. Sometimes on the tenth day. And sometimes on the 11th day. Look, lo pachot leita, let me show you. Ketzah. Kidarko, normally, on a normal week, it's eaten Latisha. Why? Because it's nefa be'erev Shabbos. It's baked on Erev Shabbos. It's put on Shabbos. And then, normally Shabbos would be the eighth day, but here it's from Friday. So it's the ninth day. So by the time you take it off, it's the ninth day from the Afiyah. Now how about if you have Yontif that comes out on Erev Shabbos, you can't bake it on Yontif. So you bake an Erev Yontif. So that's another day. Erev Yontif, then we have now, right? So now we have, it's baked on Erev Yontif, now we have Yontif, Shabbos, next Shabbos, 10 days. 2 days of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now it's going to be on the 11th day. So then if it's Nechal Shabbat, the next Shabbos, Nechal Shabbat, the next Shabbat, the next Shabbat, what's that? That's not what he's asking. The afiyah, is not doche. The afiyah is just the preparation.
Why not?
It's just a question of when I prepare it.
So why can't I bake on Yom
Tov? Why should you understand it? Why can't I bake on Yom Tov? Because I can't bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now you've gotten to the crux of the issue. Oh, that's the question. The Eon Ritzur for Shabbos Nasa B'Yomtev. According to you, you said that really you're allowed to bake for Shabbos from Yomtev. So why can't I bake on Yomtev for next Shabbos?
Next Shabbos.
Oh, Amalei Shvut Krovai Itiru. Shvut Rechokalo Itiru. That would be if we were baking for Shabbos. You're right. But to bake now for next Shabbos? So we won't keep the dinim of Yontif al teshvus. It's Rabbon and Asur. Same Rabbon and Asur. But for the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, they weren't matter. Whatever is needed for immediate use, fine. But not 10 days later, 11 days later. So that doesn't prove anything.
You have
to put it on Shabbos. It has to be on the
Shabbos, they're going to have the old bread, the old Rechabonim. So therefore, we should bake last Friday. Will not be changed this Friday.
Shabbos, I take off the Lechem HaPanim that was on last week, and I put on the new one.
This Shabbos,
I'm going to have Lechem HaPanim that wasn't baked Erev Shabbos, it's baked Erev Shabbos.
And if it's Rosh Hashanah, then it's Erev
Malasa. I bet it was different.
And it's still
so fresh. Yeah, but
it's not so fresh.
On the next Shabbos, they're going to have lechem, which is going to be 10 days old.
It's always 9 days old.
These
days,
yeah, but it's
going to
be 10 days
old.
Some like it hot.
This was the whole time of the Mekalel. That's what happened. That's why the Parsha is Samuch. The Parsha of the Mekalel is Samuch to the Parsha of the Lechem Apanim. Because that's what he said. He said the Lechem Apanim, it's okay if it's stale, but a little mamzer here and there is no good. I'm also stale, no big deal. That was his time. Because if you're not, in other words, it doesn't matter to you that the chayfetz has to be so clean, 9 days old bread, because his work was using that. But I'm not good enough. Right? Okay, to be continued, yeah? Lovely. Where is our quorum? I don't know. The chain le'inyat sir of tuma abe pesach, and then b'shari mot hashana. Then it depends. Then he can look if it's marked or not marked. Hechidam, he can eat a pachot b'kebetza ochli. Now the question is, you don't have a shear. Nogu b'hai batzik be pesach. So nogu b'hai batzik be pesach. This surah kashuv, and over there it's not bottled to the kliyos. It's mitzaref. B'shari mot hashana is the second part of the sefer. The big paid Italian milta imak pilav mitzareif runs the kiyum mario kariv. Mark if la rabba doesn't say mitzareif for the mishnah, says for tzeitz. Elam rabba v'chein lahalot tahara la'arivan amikva. In other words, gonit mehakariva. Boy the tefillah it's a big pesach isur kashuv. Have to get rid of it. And so chazitza lo sakalei tefila. B'shayim ota shana big paid Italian milta imak pilav for tzeitz im rotze b'kiyum mario kariv. Matke for a proper doesn't say for the entire, it says for the entuma. Elom rapopa became in lo ri to malariva. Echidami, to go on the naga, sheretz by batzek. So be pesach disroch hashuv. God says, because you're going to be removing it. Velo not for la tuma to the areva. But b'shayimot hashana, the big fate of Tayyum Yilta, imat pila batzek, sinotzevik yumo, arehuka ariva. But seik hacheresh or hacheres im yesh kayotzebo shichmitz areza asor v'mein sham kayotzebo ma. Omre be'avu omre shlokish kedei shi'ele cholam in migdal nunya letferia meal 18 minutes. The name of meal hakamashu to shiur the meal kem in migdal nunya v'atferia. Omre be'avu omre b'shim ben lokish legabel letvilan letilat yadayim arba'a milim. Omre nachba yitzchak, first of all, it was aibu, not avu. Second of all, it was four things. V'chonami naya was ibud. The time of kulan she ibdan, or she let when g'day avodah torin, chutz mi or ha'adam. V'kama g'day avodah, and here's where Aibu said, that g'day hiloch arba amili. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, all of the shiurim of four mil is loshana lefanat, avalach haraba filu mili no chozer. Omar vach, but we could see from that, mil deno chozer, but pachod mi mil would be chozer. Kate said, "Mafrishin chala betuma biyom tov." Rabbi Eliezer, "Amar loti karela shem ad shetofe teafe ben betera." Omer, best thing is to feel betzonei. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, what's the problem anyway? Lo zehu chamech muzarina la bebal yirael bal yimatzei. Go right ahead and be mafrita manichata. Ada erev, if it's chavetz, it's not your business. Leima b'tovatana, k'mitzkei, the Rebbe Eliezer savar tovatana mamon, Rebbe Yeshua savar tovatana in amamon, not necessarily, it could be kuli hamasavi tovatana in amamon. V'ach b'huyil k'mitzkei. Rebbe Eliezer savar mninan ho'il v'i boi yitshel alei mamon ehu, so therefore it's mamon. Rebbe Yeshua savar lo mninan ho'il v'i boi. Itmar ha'ofem yom tov lechol, Rufchista amr loke, Rabba amr ino loke. Rufchista amr loke, lo amrino no hoel, umikle lo orfim, so therefore it's chazile now also. Rabba amr ino loke, amrino no hoel, amale rabba lechitza, but the doctor amr lo amrino no hoel, echofim yom tov l'shabbos. Amale, you never heard of an Erev Tavshilin. What do you mean, Erev Tavshilin, Sharina, Yisrud Yoraita? Amale, no, there is no Yisrud Yoraita. V'raita tzorcha Shabbos nasim b'yomta. Rabbonenu the gazer be'gzer shema yomru ofim yomta v'aflacho. Kiva that's where Rabbonenu Rabbi Tavshila yita yakeira. Etve be'ma mesukenet lo yishchot ala kadesh yachol lechol. Emera kezayitzli. V'bo'od yom. Clearly yachol lechol. Even though he's not eating it, because he already ate, I forgot to go by Lamecha. So Bishlam Litidamin Ho Eel. You could say, Ho Eel the Eboil Lamecha Matsiochil, Mishumaki Yishkot, Eladidak, Tamrit Loamin and Ho Eel, Amayishkot, Mishum Hepsid Mamona. Mishum Hepsid Mamona, Sharin is really right. Mishum Hepsid Mamona, Gamar Belibola. Okay, say, Eev Shalik Zay Basabaloshkita. Es lechem aponim necha letishal ha'asar la'achadasar lo pachod v'lo yoter keitzat kidarko letisha nefa v'erev shabbat necha v'shabbat, that's tisha cha yom tov liot v'erev shabbat necha l'shabbat, next shabbat it's asara cha shnei yamim tov v'rosh shana necha l'shabbat la'achadasar v'vishenu dochem lo'ot ha'shabbat v'lo'ot ha'yom tov ha'iyam et zorchei shabbat nasim v'yom tov amaylo dochi yom tov. Amalei shvut krova itiro, shvut rechoka lo itiro. Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Vot. We're holding about Mem Hei Amud Beit, and we're four lines up from the bottom. We're about to discuss the next piece of the Mishnah, which when we learned the Mishnah, we immediately realized that it doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Remember that the first part of the Mishnah discussed, let's actually look back at the Mishnah for a second, see it inside on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. So we were talking about Batsek that was stuck inside cracks in the kneading dough, in the kneading bowl. And it said in the Reisha that it depends whether you have a Kezayit in one place or not. And then it says that exactly the same thing is true when it comes to Tuma. If you don't want it there, so then the din is it's a Chatzitza. If you do want it there, want it there, don't want it there, how can you say it's the same? It's a contradiction. It's the same. It's dependent on the amount, Kezayit or non-Kezayit. If it's dependent on whether you want it there or not, you're makpid on it or not, then it has nothing to do with the shir. So the Mishnah is an internal contradiction. The line makes no sense at all. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean, v'chein? It isn't v'chein, midami. There's nothing to compare it to. The first part of the Mishnah was talking about b'shiur, atalya milta, it's completely dependent on amounts. And the second part of the Mishnah is completely dependent on whether you want to get rid of it and take it away from the kid, from the arivah. There's nothing to do with the amount. And yachabik paid atalya milta. Omer of Yehuda, look, you know, it ought to say really, obviously, it can't mean v'chein. Omer Abaya, that is a brilliant solution, except for the minor problem that it does say v'chein l'inyan tuma. Well, I guess we could conveniently just ignore that. Can we get serious and I'll give you a real shot? Ela Omer Abaya, look, what it's saying is like this: v'chein l'inyan siruf tuma b'pesa. That's the two. When it comes, I'm going to explain in a minute what I mean. When it comes to adding the piece of chometz that is inside of the crack to an additional piece of chometz, which only together there would be a shiva kebetza. That's what it's referring to. So it's saying like this: v'chein, meaning b'pesach, on Pesach it would be true about the shear of the tziruf, because b'shar yomot hashana, then it would depend on whether you're makpid on it. But on Pesach it's not. Let me explain myself. The case is like this, says Abaye. You have pachot mikibetza ochli. Okay, now that little bit less than a kibetza is now touching this batzek that's in the cracks of the areva. So what the Mishnah is saying is v'chein le'inyan, meaning on Pesach, it has nothing to do with whether you're makbid or not. Why? Because on Pesach, the very fact that it's chometz, which means that it's usur, you have to deal with it on that level, is makshivit. And therefore, it is mitzdaref. It doesn't become batel to the areva, because if it's something that you are mechuyev to deal with it, and therefore it's not batel vis-a-vis chometz to the areva, it will not be batel vis-a-vis tuma to the areva either. Then the Mishnah continues to explain, and what if it would not be on Pesach? Okay, then it's not v'chein, obviously. Then it would be v'kbeit atalya milta. It would be dependent in makpid alav to get rid of it. You don't like it on the areva, so then it's not batel to the areva, and it would be mitzaref with the other chometz and the other piece of pachot mikbeitza. Im rotze b'kiyumo, but if you want it to still remain and provide a smooth surface to your kneading trough, so then it is karev and it will not be mitzaref. There you go, very simple. Matki Florova. temporary nice pratabai, except for another unfortunate detail, and that is that the Mishnah does not say that if you're makbar, not makbar, it's mitzarif. It says if you're makbar, not makbar, that defines chatzitza. And what's that to do with mitzarif? What's chatzitza according to you? The issue according to you is whether it's considered to be botel to the areva, therefore not mitzarif, or whether it's not botel to the areva, and therefore it is mitzarif. And the fact is that undeniably the Mishnah doesn't say one word about tziruf. It speaks about chatzitza. There's no way to excuse that. So I'm going to give you another pshat. Elomar Rava, I'll say pshat like this. I like the way that you split the mission into two parts, in which the V'chein defines one part in terms of Pesach, and the second continuation of Kepeda defines it in non-Pesach. That part I like. But I don't like what you're talking about and the way you created the case. I'll create a very simple case. Here it goes. The case is, I need to be kevel this areva. That's what it means to kapi, tuma. In other words, hefidami godid mehak areva. The kli itself became tummy. I want to be matired on Pesach, right? So now, if it's during Pesach, it's a bit Pesach, where the Isser Schosh of this part is like you say, that was very smart. During Pesach, it doesn't matter whether you're makbid or not, because you're mechuyev to deal with it because of the chametz issue. Therefore, we can completely ignore your feelings about it, and it would be chotzeitz even if you personally couldn't care less. Normally, a chatzitza that you don't care about is not a chatzitza, but over here, because it is a chometz, v'chein le'inyin tuma. If you want to put it at the mikveh, you got problems. Masha inkein continues the Mishnah, so then lo sakal tefila wouldn't have helped. Masha inkein continues the Mishnah, b'sha'ar yamot hashana, during the rest of the year, where we don't care about chometz, we only care about one thing. Dikteira talya milta. Do you intend to get rid of it or not? So if you intend to get rid of it, that's the din of chatzitza. Something that is on your hands, on a kli that you don't want there, and you're going to get rid of it, is a chatzitza. It's chatzitz. Imrot sebik yumo, but if you're happy for it to be there, you'll like the smooth surface on your kneading bowl. So then it becomes like a arivah, and it's not a chatzitza. You can be tayful in the mikveh, and everything's fine. Matkifar of Papa, so Rav Papa attacks Rava by saying that you're so makbid on the language of the Mishnah. How do you get away with saying that v'chein le'inyin tum'ah means v'chein le'inyin tahara? I mean, that's weird. You see me? The dinim of tumah, that is to say, if I want to put it into a mikveh to get rid of tumah, that isn't what we would have said. We would have said v'chein le'inyin tahara to try to be matirin, right? So mikatani v'chein le'inyin tahara, it says v'chein le'inyin tum'ah. How do you get away with that? I'll tell you what it is. What's happening, and I like you guys, your approach about the difference between the first part of the V'chein, referring to Pesach, and the rest, referring to other Yom other days of the year, that's fine. But I say it means exactly what it says. V'chein la'in tuma, meaning, we want to know whether the Areva became Tame or did not. Now, an Areva is only going to become Tame if it comes directly into contact with a source of an Avatuna, correct? This is a Kli. Kli is only Kabbalatuna from an Avatuna. Okay, yeah, any Kli. Only Kabbalatuna from a Kli, from an Avatuna. So, the Mishnah is referring to that issue. V'chein le'inyin tuma means v'chein le'inyin to become tamei. L'ri tuma l'areva. Case being, hechidami, a sheretz touches the areva, but it touches the part which was covered with the batzek. Now, during Pesach, with the Isra's Chashuv, then this batzek can in no way be seen as part of the actual kli. And therefore the kli did not come in contact with the sheretz. The batzek in contact with the sheretz, the batzek cannot be metamei kli. So therefore, lo nachta lo tumah, the areva is not tamei. During any other period, continues the Mishnah, b'kpein etalya milta, at that point it's totally on whether you want to get rid of it or not. If you're makbid to get rid of it, so then the sheretz didn't touch the kli, and it would be chotzetz. If you're rotze b'kiyumo, so then areu kareva, everything now being perfect, and as a gradual evolving pirish in the Mishnah, we finally have something that seems to hold water, excuse the pun. Now, continues the Halakha Mishnah. Betzek HaKherish. Suppose you have a deaf and dumb goat. That's how most of them, Kherish means deaf and dumb. When we say deaf and dumb, it could mean a number. There is an alternative, which is Betzek HaKheris. That is to say, very hard and not really responding to what would normally be the signs of chimutz, whether the dough is soft and starts cracking on its surface. But most learn it means a deaf and dumb batzek. That is to say, it's unresponsive or uncommunicative. Normally, the dough communicates with us.
gives us signs as to whether it was an itkamet or not. So we start seeing it blanching, and then it starts cracking, and we could tell at what point it is in the chemitz process. But this is a deaf and dumb dough. It's completely unresponsive. We don't know whether it's chametz or not. We see the first signs of, you know, that it looks as if it's whiter than it ought to be, which means that the process has definitely begun. We don't know how far it's proceeded. What do? Well, use a control dough. If you made, let's say, five doughs at the same time, one of them is a batzik acheres. Then look at one of the other doughs. You know, if the other dough is turning chimot, then even though this particular dough does not show signs of chimot, you have to assume it's chametz based on your control dough. So I raise that sort. Says, well, that's a great solution. I mean, we always have control doughs. And what if you don't have a control dough? Why is the Mishnah telling us what the din is in practical terms? Let me tell you something. You have to assume a normal room temperature, a shear of chimot, that is defined by the amount of time it takes for a person to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria, which equals 1 kilometer. Well, that is a strange way of saying a meal. I mean, can't you just say 1 kilometer? A meal is almost precisely a kilometer according to Minishita. So, now, name a meal. No, because I want to give you a reference of the Bureau of Standards in Paris as to how long a meal is. Now you know. Gamash went to shear the meal. You don't know how long a meal is. Take a flight. Go to Migdal Nunya. Walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria, and then you will know the shear of a meal. Okay? That is 18 minutes, one meal. As we're going to see later on, when we've got some time to get there, another 40 daf or so, we're going to get to a discussion of how much a person walks in a typical day, which tells us how much he walks within 18 minutes. And because of that, we recognize that a meal is walked in 18 minutes. Now, despite that, Sugya, the Rambam, and others learn that it's a shear of 24 minutes, but we are machmir for all shear, and we consider it to be an 18-minute shear. And that's where the famous 18-minute matzah is. Now, obviously, this does not mean from the time that you started to make the dough, because you can work on a dough for 3 days straight and it won't become chametz. As we saw, even if you've got dripping into the dough, tip, 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 remember before? It means if a dough is left unattended for 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. If you are working that dough, it does not become chametz. We're only machmer on this 18-minute jazz because we're worried that, you know, we're going to be mitzarif the various parts, and then it will become chametz, or because of a sack of the rush, that once you've worked the dough, and now you've raised its temperature by the effect of the friction, then it will become chametz immediately, much faster than 18 minutes. Because of that, we are marked to try to get everything done within 18 minutes. But the whole thing is really, really a massive chumra. As a matter of fact, the Ramban actually used to walk with his matzahs from his house where he made the dough all the way down the street to a neighbor's house where they had a matzah oven, and he would walk with it down the street doing nothing with it, putting it in the neighbor's oven. And so much for the great Lemaisa. They say that the Ramban decided one year he's not going to do that anymore, it's too big of a kula. But that's the kind of thing that is theoretically a possibility.
But when we count the 18 minutes from when the water is...
Yeah, we're very, very marked. So that's the 18 minute thing. Okay, so therefore, I wanted to give you a reference point. Speaking of time that relates to space, okay, the way in which we're going to measure things is a measurement of how far you have to walk. So once I've raised this issue of meal, I want to tell you that there are things that really do have to do with walking. And there are three things, says Rav Shimon ben Lakish. First of all, ligabel, if you have contracted to make a dough for somebody, what is the shear to be considered the amount of time? That's how some learn. Others learn, if you are supposed to be doing this dough, the guy who's hired you is an amaretz, you are makbid not to make a dough betuna, because you have to take out the challah afterwards, and the challah has to be torn. So how far do you have to walk in order to find a kli that would be tahor, or a mikveh where you could be tovel this kli? That is the question. So for that shear, and for tefillah, what is tefillah? A person's on the road. And Rashi learns that tefillah means there's a shul up ahead, and he can have a minion in that shul. how far does he have to walk instead of turning in right now and into a motel, which he would like to do? How far ahead does he have to go in order to reach a minyan? That is not the way we paskin. What we paskin is that tefillah means to wash your hands for davening. And there are a number of interesting pshatim, by the way. Tefillah, one of the most curious pshatim tefillah, is to get to a bathroom in the opposite direction. How far could you walk to get to a bathroom that would allow you to daven now? Because the thing is, if you need to move your bowels, you're not allowed to daven. But if you don't desperately need, it's no urgency. What is urgency? It's sheer. So if you'd be able to hold yourself back for four meals, then you can daven now, which is the opposite approach. That's not the way we normally understand the Gemara either, but rather l'tfilah is in terms of making your hands clean for tefillah. And the tefillat yadayim would be the tefillat yadayim for food. You need to eat a sandwich. You're very hungry. How far do you have to wait to be able to find water to wash your hands? Or would you be allowed at some point to just wrap your hands in a glove or a towel or something and eat that way without having to do the tefillat yadayim? We're talking about walking forward. The shear of those three things, says Rabbi Abu in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Larkish, is the amount of arba'a mili. So it's a four meal ahead, that is, you'd have to keep walking. Well, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, you got a few mistakes, okay? Let me tell you what the mistakes are. First of all, it was not Rabbi Avo who quoted it. It was Ivo. Now, somebody didn't hear properly. That's number one. The second thing you got wrong was that there were four things that were mentioned, not three things. We are ba'a amarba, and I'll tell you what the missing one is. Chadaminai, one of them is the shear of ibud, what is considered to be tanning a skin. Where is that nogea? It's nogea in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah gives a list in Chulin of various skins that have a din, because they're so soft, they have a din of meat, and they're makabel tuma. It says over there, "V'chulan sheibdanu shilachtahem kedei yevoda tori chutz mi'or ha'adam." All skins that have been tanned, or for that matter, that have been trampled, which is part of the tanning process, for the amount that they would normally be stomped on, which is the shear of avoda, lose the din of skin, and therefore will no longer be the kabel tuma, and no longer be able to remain tummy. They're now not considered to be foodstuff, and they're therefore not tummy. Unless you're a Nazi, and you're skinning people, you know, and you're walking on that, that does not lose its shame of tuma. But anyway, what is that shear? It says kedei avoda. Kama kedei avoda, and that is Amar Rabbi Yonai. Kedei avoda is exactly this shear. The shear of arba milin, and this is the fourth one that you neglected to quote when you were quoting Rish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, in response to Rabbi Yaakov's question, I want to make clear that lo shana lefanav, this is only if it's in the direction that you intended to go anyway. So therefore we tell you, look, instead of taking this motel and turning in here early, if you want to daven with clean hands, you got to keep walking up to four mil. If it's more than that, then you might as well just turn in here and you wipe your hands on a wall or something that's clean. You don't need to do netilah. And so for the food, and so on for the finding a kudat star for Gibel. But to turn around, we're not Machayev to turn around, even one meal. Ain't of course there. Omer of Acha, but note, when you say even one meal, applies that one meal, yes. Less than that, in other words, yes. Up to one meal, we would say, look, I know it's hard to turn around, but you're going to have to turn around. So, Mina, from that statement, we can see only a meal. That is Eino Choser, Ude Eino Choser. But Pachot Mi Meal, you would have to be Choser. And now it continues the next day of the Mishnah with an interesting question. A guy is about to bake some of his delicious cake during Pesach. Of course, it's matzah cake. And actually, it's a pretty thick kind of stuff, which is mechayev you to take off challah. But there's a problem. If you take off challah and it's yontev, what do? You can't bake the challah, because the challah, assuming that the challah is tameh, as it would be today, you can't bake the challah, because even a kohen is not allowed to eat challah tameyah, right? You can't take off the challah and just leave it there, because then what about bayireh bayimatzeh? Aren't you going to have chametz in your house? It's going to turn into chametz. So you got a problem. What should you do? Ketzad mafreshim challah betuma on yantiv when you're not allowed to bake it? Says Rabbi Eliezer, well, it's very simple. Don't. First bake it, and then make it challah. So, lo tikara l'ashem ha'shetayafet. Wait until it bakes. And then each one of them, of these challahs, would be ra'ui to take off challah from. And at that point, you can be mafresh challah even when it's baked. So at that point, at the time that you're baking it, all of them are ro'i. Ben Batera Omer. Ben Batera says that that's not a very good solution, because then lamaisa, you're baking bread that is not going to be eaten on yantar. So, I mean, you know it's not all going to be eaten. Therefore, the best thing to do is don't bake it. Take off the challah before and put it into the fridge. If the dough is kept in the fridge, it doesn't become chametz, because you need to have room temperature for the chametz to proceed. So therefore, tatil b'tzonein, others learn that it means into flowing tzonein, which is the same as the tip, which keeps the dough in the constant state of non-settled chametz, so it's never going to complete the process. The cement mixer idea, yeah. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, I don't understand what your problem is. What do you care if it becomes chametz? It ain't yours. Are you the kohen? Are you keeping this? No. So why don't you simply, all you need to do, take it off. Now what's going to happen? It's going to become chametz? Fine, it'll become chametz. Huh? So what? It's like having a goy's chametz there. Doesn't belong to anybody. Yeah, exactly. It's not yours. And once you call it challah, and it says shelcha yataroeh, avla taroeh, shel acherim. Okay. In this case, it doesn't belong to any Jew. You can give it to a kohen yet. So what's the problem? Everything is great. And therefore, just do what you normally do. Wait until tonight. Hey, mitzvah turns into chametz. What's your business? You're trying to prevent chametz in the world or something? On some kind of crusade? Done. No need. It's fine. So, it's a very interesting machlokas. I mean, gosh. Indeed. Is it yours we have to worry about? I mean, what are they arguing about? My first take on this is that they're arguing about whether it is yours, technically. And what would that be dependent on? Well, it would be dependent on the question of whether the rights that you have to it are considered to be monetary rights in the thing. What are the rights I have to it? I can sell my ability to define which coin is going to get this. So let's say a guy's got a coin's not allowed to do this, but a guy who's got a son-in-law is a coin, you know, or a grandchild that's a coin. He goes, comes over to me and says, I see you got a nice hunk of challah over there. How about if I pay you a nickel and you choose to give it to my grandson? What do you say about that? So that's worth money. Now, obviously, that is worth money. Nobody's going to argue on that. But does that mean that you're an owner of the thing because you have a certain amount of money you can get out of a thing? Or to own a thing means to not be able to get money out of it, but to actually have money in terms of what it's worth, not in terms of some side issue of whether you can assign rights to it. That's a machlokas. That's called tovat hana'ah. Tovat hana'ah, does it give you specific rights in the thing? Is it called ownership or not? Ha! Now that's an interesting take on it. So I would say like this: Rabbi Eliezer Sarvatavatada Amamun. Rabbi Eliezer is trying to figure out all. So what do I do? I'm worried about comets. Put it into the fridge, whatever. He considers it to be yours. Rabbi Yoshua, who says, well, I don't get it. What's the problem? If it becomes comets, it's not your issue. And he apparently holds that Tovatana Amamun, and that would be the fascinating Mekor and Mishnah of Machlokes Tanoim about whether Tovatana is Amamun or not. Says, well, yeah, but you cannot conclude that, because it may well be that everybody would hold Tovatana is Einamamon, but there's another problem. And what is that? That is the famous Ho'yuf. Now remember that basically the only way that we do a lot of the things that we do during Yontav, we're not mocked to determine, are you going to actually need this exact thing when you make it on Yontav or not? Because Ho'yuf means in principle. Since in principle X could be, then you can act as if X is. All right, that's a ho'yu. So over here, we also have a ho'yu, namely, whenever I make something challah, I can unmake it from challah. How? Because the creation of a state of truma or challah is a function of nidorim, essentially. It's my determination with my intent that gives it the din of what it is. Now, if I go to a chacham and I say, I really made a mistake, I did not... I didn't take it into consideration. I wanted to give these other beads for challah, so I'd like to take it back. You take it back, like any night. So you can undo that challah. Since, in principle, you can undo the challah, therefore, that itself gives you specific monetary rights, because you could make it yours if you want to make it yours, just by being sharm on it. That is a monetary right, isn't it? Because you are the sole arbiter of this point as to whether it's yours or not, which for all intents and purposes makes it yours. That's the machlokas. So, behoil kamifthinga. Rebbe Eliezer Savar Amrinan Ho'il. We say, since, in this case, what's the principle? Since Iboy Icha Alevamoni. Since had you wished, you could in principle be shoyel on it, that's the hoyel, therefore it is currently considered to be your money. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, we don't say that. I mean, in principle doesn't change current realities. Itmar, ofemiyom tov l'chol. Let's take a look now at a machlokes in the Amoraim about this question. Rav Chista Amar Loke. So Rav Chista says, if you baked on Yantev without any intent to eat it during Yantev, and you want to have it for Matzah Yantev, well, that is the Isser Vasiyat Melacha on Yantev, and you would get Malkus for being over on doing Melacha on Yantev. Rava says, absolutely not. Ain't a Loke. Rav Chista says, Loke. Why? Because what are you saying? You're saying because since in principle somebody may knock on my door right now and I'll say, oh boy, it sure is a good thing I put in the pizza into the oven. I guess I won't have it tonight, but I'll have it for these guests. So you're saying, since in principle umiklaylai orchim, had guests suddenly burst into the house, chazilei, so then it's considered to be, that's as if I baked it for Yantav. I don't say such a thing, Sir Chista. Whereas Rabba says, Eino loka, that's precisely what we do say. Amrina Nahoya, we say, since in principle, if people had come in, it would have been needed for Yantav, therefore you won't get Malkus. Only Rabba the Rav Chista, Lididach, Tamrit Lo Amrina Nahoya, according to you, we don't say Hoyal. How the heck do we ever prepare a meal on Yantav for Shabbos? Yeah, I know about the stuff about Erev Tafshilin. Yeah, I know about that. But the Rabbani, you're not going to make an Erev Tafshilin if B'nirisa, you would be Chayev if you baked on Yantav, right? So obviously, the only concept of Erev Tafshilin is based on the fact that since in theory and I can in principle bake, so the Rabbani made this the equivalent of that L'chatchila using that principle. So, but according to you, I don't understand. How do you bake from Yantav to Shabbos? Oh, my, hey, dude, you never heard of an Erev Tafshilin, you know? I make an Erev Tafshilin, like most good Jews. Says Rabbi, very funny. Mishum Erev Tafshilin, Sharin, and Yisur of the Arayt? I understand. That's what I'm asking you. There's such a thing as an Erev Tafshilin, if it's an Yisur of the Arayt and a bake on Yantav. Oh, my, what you don't understand is that Midioraita, Shabbat and Yom Tov are not considered to be the equivalent of Yom Tov Tachol. The Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Tov is the same level. There's no Isser Midioraita of baking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's the Rabbanan who created the Isser in the first place. The Rabbanan who de Gazre Begezerah, because they were afraid that maybe people would think, oh, I guess it doesn't matter, you're just allowed to bake on Yom Tov, which you're not. Therefore, they created this idea of an Erev Tafshilin, which ipso facto makes it clear in people's mind, oh gosh, I got to go through this whole rigmarole because I'm not allowed to bake from Yantav to Chol. And it's only this way that I can bake from Yantav to Shabbos. That's how it works. So if they created the Isser in the first place, obviously they create the mechanism of the Heter, which is the whole point. We made the Isser in order to create the Erev. And you've got it all backwards. So it's Rabbanan, who to Gazrube not to bake on Yantav for Shabbat? Gezerah Shema Yomru Ofim Miyom Tov Aflachol. But once they demanded that you have an Erev Tafshilin, then nobody's going to get mixed up. So Kimi Tzrachu Rabbanan Eruv Tafshilin. Now there's a hecker, and everybody can see the hecker. So everything is good. Eitve. By the way, there's other children as to why Midioraita. But that's how Rashi approaches. I'm saying you're right, it's because the very fact that you need to do the Tzarchei Shabbos today, and otherwise there's no Hakana for Shabbos, that means that is the Tzarech of today. Tzarech of today is to have a Shabbos meal, like you would do on every Erev Shabbos. Okay. But in any event, that's right now not our sugya. We're not dealing with oil here. Okay, Eitve. The Imam is Sukenet, you've got an animal that is going to die if you do not do the Shita now. And you're going to lose an awful lot of money. The problem is, it's only a half an hour to Mitzray Yantav. Whew, what do I do? If I wait to Mitzray Yantav, the animal's going to be dead. I need to do the Shechita now. Well, halacha is like this. You are not allowed to shecht unless you can, in principle, it seems to be saying, Kedesh Yachol, it would be in principle possible to butcher the animal rapidly enough to get one kizayit, which could be put right onto the fire and just be good enough to eat tzli before the half hour is up. Niba Odyam. And since there's no way to get that one kizayit without doing shechita on the whole animal, so you're allowed to do shechita on the animal for that one kizayit. That's the point. Now, does that not say Rifista? In principle, it says Kadesh Yachol Lechol. You could eat. It doesn't say after they actually sit there and you have to butcher the animal and get everything done and put it on the barbecue and get the thing down your throat. It says you have to be able in principle. So that is basically Hoel. So Bishlam of the Didi. I, who believes, says Rava, that Hoel is the operative principle on Yantav. So I would say Hoel V'Iboy Lamechol. In this case, principle being, theoretically it would be possible for me to eat. Now, in that fashion, I have no intention of butchering this animal now, forcing down a kizayis of half of what people think is so delicious, a barely broiled piece of meat, which I can't stand. But it's in principle I could, so that would be enough. But Ella the Didach, according to you, you say we don't hold of Hoel. So if there's no reality about his eating it, why is he allowed to do the Shechita? Nonchalantly said to Fista, what do you mean? You're going to lose a lot of money if you don't do the Shechita. Ah, very funny, says Rabbi. So now you're a reform rabbi? Mishum Efsid Mamona Sharina Yisrudi Arayta? That's what you're frustrating me. So now you're going to be Matur Yisrudi Arayta. First it was being Matur Yisrudi Arayta with an Erev until you finally explained it to me. Now you're being Matur Yisrudi Arayta because you're going to lose money? Oh, my lord. No, what I'm telling you is people don't like losing money. So if the Rabbanan told the guy, look, you know, you got to be able to eat that kizayis, that means he's got to commit himself because he doesn't want to lose the money, and he knows if he doesn't commit himself to force himself to butcher the animal and so on and so forth. So be sure to have to marvel go, he actually says, if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do. But I'm sure going to be saving a lot of money. So because of that, he's going to believe a lechol kizayit. I mean, if he doesn't, you know, what can you do? But he certainly intended and committed himself at that point to do so. V'efshar kizayit basar b'lo shechita. There's no way for him to do it. Eat that kizayit without shechita. And therefore, everything turns out right in the end. But it's not because of an in principle. It's because of a serious willingness to actually do so. How can you say v'chein in the same breath as saying a different standard? Midami, hatam b'shira talya milta, and acham b'kpeda talya milta. Om Rav Yehuda, yeah, you're right. It must be ema v'lein yituma eino chein. Om Rav Yehuda, that is just brilliant. Except for it says v'chein, you know. Elam Rabbi Avkama, v'chein leinit siruf tuma, v'pesach, b'shayim atashana, ikaplut. That's the point. A is referring to v'chein, pesach. The rest, it says, it's dependent on akpada. That's the plukta, that's the dependence. Echidami. Well, the case is like this. You got a pokot b'kibetza oh, no goodbye but sex. So b'pesach, where it's not a function of your kipeda, it's a function of the isser. The isser is chashev. By definition, it's going to be starved because you got to get rid of it. But b'shayim otashana, where it's dependent in kipeda, it's okay, there. Imakpid, I love mitzvah. Efim rotza b'kumare kareva, simple. Matkif l'rava, I like the idea, but I don't like the implementation. Mika tani mitzvah, it's a schotzeitz. Yelo amarava, look, once you're talking about hatzitza, you're talking about putting it into the mikvah. So what it must mean is, v'chein l'ha'alot tahora l'areva, echidami, k'gon de'it mi'ach areva, u'boi lat bule. So be'et pesach disuro chashuv, chotzei tzvolosak alotuma, b'shar yamot ha'shana, it's dependent on k'peda. Imak b'da lav chotzei tzvolosak b'kiyumo, areo k'areva. Ma'at k'flor of papa, hey, it doesn't say anything about tahara. It says v'chein l'yin tumbakatani. And Amr of Papa, it means exactly what it says. V'chein l'inyan lahorid tum'ah la'areva. Case being, yechidami, k'noga sheretz v'hai batzek. So, Pesach where Isurot Hashuv Chotzeit V'lo Naftalot Tuma B'Shar Yomot Hashanah DeBikpeid Ataya Im Bakpeid Alav Chotzeit Im Ratzeh B'Kiyum Oreu Ka'areva Batzeh Kacheresh or Batzeh Kacheres Im Yesh Bo Kayotzeh Bo Shichmitz Arizah Oser. That's a big help, says the Gemara. And he means Shem Kiyotzibo, what he's supposed to do. Om Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It's an 18-minute shir, according to Bas Rishonim. Kidei she'elech adam yimigdam nunya l'tveria. Which is a meal. But just say a meal, man. No, because of Kamashlan. The shir, the meal, is the shir of migdam nunya l'tveria. Om Rabbi Abba, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. When it comes to the question of the Gabel Batara, or Tvilas Yadayim for Tvila, or Natilat Yadayim for Achila, if you got to keep walking ahead to get to the mikveh, the water, whatever the case may be, it's Arba Milim. Omer Mitzvah Nachman Bar Yitzchak, first of all, I beg your pardon, but it's not Rabbi Abu, it was Aibo who said it. And it wasn't three things, you left out one. It was Arba'a, Amar, and the one that's missing is Ibud, a reference to the Mishnah Chulin, Kulon She'ibdan, or Shilach Bem Kidei Avodah, Torin Chutzmi Or Adam. So coming to define what is Kidei Avodah, and that said Rabbi Abu, Kidei Hiluch, Arba'a Milin, and that's why it was included in this list of four. Omer Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shano Elo Lefanav, but to make you walk backwards to get to the water, we don't do. Even a meal, we don't have to go backwards. Omer Vach, okay, but that means even a meal. But less than a meal, you would have to. So meal, Udeinu Choser. But Pachot Mi Meal, you would have to be Choser. Ketzad Vafreshin Chala Betuma Biyom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, well, just make sure that it's not called chalan, for it's already baked. Achite afel. Ben b'teira omer, tatil b'tzone, keep it cold, that way it won't become chum at some Pesach. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, what's the problem? Lo zeu chametz shemit muzarin alav b'ayir abayim atzeh. It's not yours, so what do you care? Just be mafresh it, call it challah, and leave it till tonight. If it turns chometz, it'll turn chometz. It's not your business. Yimich mitzah, yich mitzah. So what's the machlokas, whether it's yours or not? So leima betovat hana'ah, can we forget? Rebbe Eliezer savar tovat hana'ah is considered to be mamon. Therefore, you got to worry about b'ayiro b'ayim atzeh. Rebbe Yeshua savar tovat hana'ah ain't a mamon. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. It could be that Kuliyam Masavri Tavatanaina Mamon. Question over here is Hoyo. And that's the Machlokas, Bahoyo. Rabbi Eliezer holds, we say, since in principle, Hoyo Viboy Yichalay. Therefore, it's said to be a Mamon now. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we know that doesn't change the current situation. Lo Amir Ho, Itma. Ha'ofem yom tov l'chol. Rav Chista amar loke, Rav amar eino loke. Chista amar loke, we don't say ho'olam mikru le'orachim, it's chazila. Whereas Rav says, no, you're never going to get malchus in such a case, as long as in theory it's possible that there'd be a knock on the door and in would walk in, you know, Thorin and who knows how many other dwarves to eat. So therefore chazila. Explain to me how you managed to cook from Yom Tov on Shabbos. Oh, what I do, I'll tell you, I got a real kunz. I make an Erev Tavshilin. Very funny. Umishum Erev Tavshilin. Sharina Nisur Leoraita. Because Midioraita, Tzarekha Shabbos or Nasim Yom Tov. It's the Rabbanan who asked it in the first place in order to make the Takon of the Erev. So Rabbanan the Gazrek Zera, Shema Yomru Ofim Yom Tov Aflacho. Therefore, they were Matzrich you the Erev, because then Itle Hekera Etle. The Imam is so Kenneth Lo Yishchot Elokadei Sheyachol Lachol Emenekazayat Slimi Bod. Okay, you read Yachol means Yachol Lachol, even though you don't want to eat particularly, you don't need to eat anyway. Lo Boy Lamecha. So Bishlam Aladidi, okay, I say Hoel, Hoeli Boil Amechal. So in principle you can eat it, therefore Mishamach Yishkot. According to you, you don't hold of saying things in principles. Why are you allowed to shecht? all my life. What do you mean? You're going to lose a lot of money. The point is, you lose a lot of money, and therefore you are absolutely committed. Gamar belibo lachol kizayit. Once you're going to eat that kizayit, yefshlo kizayit basar below shchita.